This recording is being made on Tuesday, December 13th. My name is Rick Wyman, and I have the pleasure of introducing Dee Wadsworth, our church gerontologist. Dee's story is remembering the life and legacy of Jeanette Brown Early, one of the founding members of Preston Hollow Presbyterian Church. Dee, take it away.
Thanks so much, Rick. It's my pleasure to be here today. It says, poet and novelist May Sarton said, "What is there to do when people die? People so dear and so rare, but bring them back by remembering." Today I want to bring back the memories of Jeanette Early and her story. August 2, 2009 marked the gift of eternal life for this founding member. I got to know her late in her life. When I was visiting another founding member, Dub Miller, for the first time, right after I joined the church staff in 2006, he instructed me to go see Jeanette right away. He said, "Jeanette's our great philanthropist. Get to know her." So when I first went to see her at her small house on Mimosa in 2006, she was already 92 years old and still full of life.
So Dee, tell us about that first visit with Jeanette.
Well, when I walked in the door, the first words she said to me were the same words she repeated most often when I visited. Quote, "Tell me the news of the church," unquote. Now, by church, she of course included Preston Hollow Presbyterian, our denomination and all of its organizations and educational institution. That first day in July of 2006, she wanted to know all about Blair's General Assembly report of the Theological Task Force on Peace, Unity, and Purity. That was above my head. She liked the fact that Moni, as she called him, focused on Presbyterians being united as disciples of Jesus Christ. Yes, the news of the church was a driving force for Jeanette. I looked around her home full of mementos, plaques, and photographs. Seeing stacks of mail everywhere asking for donations, I just started to understand the depth of her generous spirit.
I understand there are also some stories around the church about Jeanette's frugality. Can you share some of those with us?
You know, Jeanette was a good steward of both her health and her money. With her health, she always had midday rest, she ate no red meat, no smoking, and she had a pool and she swam for exercise. But she was legendary for her personal financial frugality. Now, my first experience with this was taking her to the Preston Royal Shopping Center. We went to Daugherty's Pharmacy to pick up her allergy prescription, and then she wanted to buy, as she put it, quote, "a nice box of chocolate candy for my dear friend's birthday." Okay. Leaving the drugstore, I asked if she wanted to go into Barnes & Noble and buy some Godivas. Or maybe she wanted to go a few doors down to Newhouse to get their Belgian chocolates. She looked at me and loudly exclaimed, "Oh, no! Not that expensive stuff. That's a waste of money. Russell Stover's is what I'm talking about. We can get it right here at Tom Thumb." And so we did. Jeanette never owned a fur coat, lavish jewels, or Mercedes, or a weekend home. Her 80th surprise birthday party, called A Toast to Jeanette, was probably the priciest event in her life. Simple, straightforward, with a servant's heart, that was the Jeanette I came to know. Even planning her own memorial service, she requested simple red flowers for the urns in the sanctuary, writing down instructions that the ladies of the church were to locate the best-priced florist. So where did this frugality of self coupled with abundant giving to others come from? Well, when I asked her why she gave so much and so often, her answer was to quickly quote Luke 12:48. "To whom much is given, much is required."
That's wonderful. What a true, faithful servant. But I understand Jeanette's story is a little more complex.
You know, it really is. Let me go back to her childhood. Jeanette Brown was born in Big Spring, Texas, in the year 1914. Her father was a simple tailor, and the family of four lived a humble and church-centered life. The family moved to Waco, where she and her sister grew up and were educated. The Brown family joined First Presbyterian Church of Waco. She met her future husband, Alan Early, there at the church. She studied English at Baylor University while she lived at home. Upon graduation, she wanted to study Presbyterian Christian education, the highest calling, she said. Teaching the gospel was what she wanted to do. It was only because First Presbyterian Waco sent her $5 a month that she was able to attend the Presbyterian School of Christian Education, now Union PSCE, in Richmond, Virginia, where she obtained her master's degree in Christian education in the year 1937. Yes, she always remembered the monthly gift of generosity from her church during the Great Depression. Right before her graduation, the president of the school called her into his office. He had heard that she was marrying an accountant. "Why not a pastor?" he asked with disappointment. "You will be able to influence the kingdom as a pastor's wife." Many, many years later, she said to me, "Little did he know how much I would influence the kingdom of God as the wife of an accountant."
That's funny. So what about this accountant?
Well, Alan Early is also from a Presbyterian family. He had a very different background from Jeanette. She described it as blessed in every way. He experienced a comfortable life in a large home filled with books, music, and fine furnishings. His parents were wealthy business owners, and remember, this was during the Depression. They were highly educated, generous, and they taught Alan the habit of regular giving to the church. After graduating from Texas A&M, Alan traveled to New York City to attend Columbia University and obtain his Master's of Accounting. Now, Jeanette won his heart with her ready laugh and cheerful spirit, but I can tell you, she told me there were many other girls wanting to marry Alan. They married in Waco, and they moved to Houston, where Alan began his career in government auditing. They lived in Colorado Springs, Denver, and then Tulsa before they settled in Dallas in the late 1940s. By that time, Alan was the staff accountant for a private oil and gas company. Alan and Jeanette were attending Highland Park Presbyterian Church. Since they lived north of Northwest Highway, they were asked by founding pastor Reverend Manny Douglas to be part of the planting team for the new Preston Hollow Presbyterian Church. The Earlys immediately pledged $1,000. Manny, or as she called him by his last name, Douglas, and Jeanette were the only church staff, just two people. It was our founding pastor and our first church educator officing in a garage. Her husband, Alan, was the first treasurer of this church. Christian education was Jeanette's passion and her pleasure. She believed that young children should be taught the gospel early and often. Older children were to be taught the Psalms so they'd know how to deal with emotions like anger and sorrow. The Bible was her guide for teaching and also for living.
Please tell us a little bit more about Jeanette's life of giving.
Well, you know, when it came to a life of giving, Jeanette said that the art of generosity was taught to her by her husband, Alan. Since he grew up in a generous household, he maintained generous behavior as an adult, both with his time and with his money. Yes, in the many conversations we shared, Jeanette said her commitment to give her bounty was shaped by two happenings in her life: her church's financial support as a graduate student in Richmond, and the lifelong model of giving that she learned from her husband. She gave because she had received, and she wished this church, Preston Hollow Presbyterian, to prosper and impact the world. She said it best to me in 2007, "The work of this church is consistency over and over. Keep it going." That's what I believe we remember from Jeanette's example. She said, "People caring about people teach them why to give, what to give, and how to give."
That's wonderfully said. You mentioned Jeanette was a graduate student in Richmond. Can you tell us a little bit more about her years?
Oh, she loved to talk about her years in Richmond, Virginia. She did. It was a lifelong love with PSCE. And in 2006, she donated $2.5 million for the Alan and Jeanette Early Center for Christian Education. She was quoted as saying, "The school means so very much to me. It gives me joy to think about students who will study in this building for generations to come. I am very grateful to the Lord who blessed us with so much that we could be generous to Union PSCE." Yes, that was a wee gift, even though Alan had been dead many, many years, almost 30 years. It was something from both Alan and Jeanette. Let us remember that the vast sums of money that Jeanette gave away originated because of the bequest from Alan's employer.
So how did that come about?
Well, it was a really interesting story. Alan earned a good living, but he was not wealthy until his oil and gas employer died and left a trust fund. The life interest beneficiaries of that trust were four people: the oil and gas owner's doctor and his wife, and the oil and gas owner's accountant, Alan, and his wife, Jeanette. After the deaths of these four people, the trust would transfer to the originator's designated charity, which was a local hospital. But until all four of these life beneficiaries died, the earnings of the oil and gas trust, which were substantial, belonged to each to disperse to whatever charities they wished. Alan insisted that he and Jeanette establish the Early Foundation Trust when they began to receive the proceeds. They lived on Alan's earnings. Jeanette said that Alan was prudent with gifting from their foundation and understood a balance of giving between bricks and mortar and direct needs and missions. Well, the story is that the doctor and his wife died quickly. And then, of course, Alan died in 1979. So all of the proceeds from that oil and gas trust came to Jeanette as the last living beneficiary. For 30 years, she gave away millions. Jeanette told me with her famous laugh, "Hee, hee, hee." Alan's employer never knew that she would live so long and give away so much money to all things Presbyterian. And I also think back about the president of her school who told her that she would do better to impact the kingdom of God by marrying a pastor. The money she gave away in individual scholarships and gifts, children's charities, capital campaigns, civic organizations, Presbyterian education, Moe Ranch, Pan American School, First Presbyterian Waco, this church, our foundation, our sanctuary organ, all of this came from the trust fund of Alan's employer. Jeanette made sure that her late husband's name was on every donation. She never forgot Alan's pattern of giving or his employer's gracious bequest.
It's obvious that Jeanette was just truly gifted in terms of the stories you've shared with us in terms of her giving. But what really guided Jeanette?
Well, she said it was one thing. It was really just the gospel. When she was pressed for a detailed explanation, Jeanette said that she gave because God first gave to us. He gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. She would quote John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life." Many visits with Jeanette, from the time I started work at the church in 2006 until her death in 2009, she taught me that it's God, the first and most generous, who opens our hearts. We can do nothing to repay him for his gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. The best we can do is live a life of love, and out of that heart of love flows generosity. You see, generosity is more than just giving. It's a passion. It loves to give. It delights in giving. It shows love in all that we do. And for me, that's the story of Jeanette Early. Jeanette said it's a love that's built on compassion and care, a love drawn to the children and the broken. She would say there are so many who don't have enough or who need an education. Those with no chance for education, no chance to know Christ and his love unless we give and make it possible. "Give and give more," she would say. That was Jeanette. She said it to me over and over. Her message is to model living below your means so that the world is blessed with your giving. I want to close my story time today with rejoicing that it takes everybody, not just those lucky people like Alan and Jeanette Early. Each of us can make a choice to be generous with whatever we have right now. Remember what Jeanette said. Yes, we give out of love. People caring about people, teach them why to give, what to give, and how to give.
Dee, thank you for sharing these wonderful stories about Jeanette Early. They are truly meaningful remembrances, and this church is really blessed to have Jeanette as one of our founding members. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Rick.